This shouldn't be a thing.
As we always say, if you have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from NDTV. Abhinay Singh with the byline headline reads, Chinese man rescued twice in 1 week from Mount Fuji after he returned to get his phone. The man was airlifted the first time while on Mount Fuji, a trail about 3,000 meters above sea level. He had to be rescued twice in the space of a week.
Sorry.
The unnamed 27-year-old has been living in Japan and studying at a university when he decided to climb Mount Fuji, the country's tallest peak, in the off-season. He had to be airlifted the first time while on a trail on Mount Fuji. He became the subject of a second search 4 days later. They just rescued him. They just rescued him. From the side of a mountain. And apparently he didn't think to take his stuff with him when they rescued him the first time.
Well, when you forget your phone, Jane, all bets are off. You have one singular vision. Calvin, I don't know about you, but I know the one thing I'm going to be thinking is, what's on that phone, dude? What's on that phone?
That you need to get that phone back?
Yeah, what's on that phone, bro?
Yeah, he became the subject of a second search 4 days later when he decided to go back to get the stuff he had left behind, including his phone. It remains unclear if he managed to get it back. Rescue officials soon recognized he was the same guy they had just rescued 4 days ago.
He also tried to draw a mustache on his face to try to confuse
people. Mountain rescuers brought him back on a stretcher, handed him over to the fire department. He was suspected of having altitude sickness and was hospitalized. Mount Fuji, by the way, is covered in snow for most of the year. During the summer hiking season, many professionals as well as amateur climbers go up to see the sunrise. The climbing season traditionally starts July 1st and goes through September. Authorities discourage climbers from hiking Mount Fuji during the off season, which is right now, due to the risk of death or injury from harsh conditions.
At the very least, wear your phone around your neck. I don't know.
Well, and there is no follow-up on this, so I don't know if he got charged with anything. You would think they would charge him at least for the cost of the second rescue.
Yeah. Shizu on the live stream says, and I'm going to butcher this, I would say to that man, Bai Zhao Shang, Zai, which is, don't do it again.
There you go.
I mean, seriously, you have to be told not to go back to a mountain for your, like, he got,
You just got rescued.
What's on that phone, bro?
And you didn't think to take your stuff with you, so you go back 4 days later, and you have to get rescued again.
Okay. Well, I hope he's in good spirits and healthy. And
I hope so, too. And I hope that he has to pay for it. Because he should.
Yeah.
He should. That wraps up today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.